Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Well, the old fellows managed to get back the money that Squire Skimp had gotten from them on the lumber buying ruse, and now that they have abandoned Mousy's unworkable apartment house plan, they are faced once again with the problem of finding the best way to spend Diogenes Smith's $10,000 gift to Pine Ridge. And once again, the townsfolk have started to send in their suggestions. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum, Abner, and Cedric in the Jot 'em Down store and library, looking over these suggestions. Listen.
I ain't come across a single good suggestion yet. Have you found any good ones in them you're looking at, Abner?
No, not so far. You know, I believe folks are so disappointed about not building them wonderful world apartments, Lum, but they can't get themselves pulled together to where they can sit down and think up a good idea.
Yeah, maybe. Have you found any good ones, Cedric?
No, Mom, I'm still trying to read the first one you give me. Don't sound very good, though, I don't think.
What's it about, Cedric?
Oh, something about taking your car and driving it into a pool.
Driving it in a pool?
Yes, Mom.
Hmm.
I wouldn't do it with my car, though, I know that.
Of course not.
Just a minute, let me see that letter, Cedric. Nobody would send in a silly suggestion like that, surely.
No, you must have read that wrong or something, Cedric. Pushing automobiles into a pond wouldn't be no way of spending that $10,000. You do that for nothing.
Now, Granny's Admiral, this ain't no suggestion nobody sent in. It's from the government.
The government?
Yes, sir.
Hmm.
Communicue to the citizens about automobile pooling.
Well, I do know. I reckon why they'd suggest a thing like that. Wait a minute, I bound you that's the way they go about freezing automobiles I've been reading about. First they get them all wet and then they put them in a cold room.
It don't mean no such a thing.
Oh.
Automobile pooling just means everybody getting together with his neighbors and trading off riding in one another's cars and all.
Oh.
That's so folks will save their cars and their tires and save gasoline and keep them running. Granny, that might be a good old lettered saying there for car owners. Keep them running. I believe I'll submit that to the giverman.
Well, I still don't think I'll drive my car in no pond.
Cedric, I told you it never meant that. It just means you ought to share your car with others. Every time you drive someplace alone, you're just the same as being a slacker.
I am, huh?
Yes, sir.
Does that mean I got to take Clarabelle with me every place I go?
No, not Clarabelle necessary. That is, not unless she's got some awful important place to go. It's mostly means to working fellers, I think. That saves them from driving their own cars every day.
Oh, I see, working fellers. Well, I'll try to recollect that. Fact is, I think I'll go out and haul some of them around right now.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Cedric.
Yeah. Get right on it, Cedric. That's a good boy.
Yes, Mom, I'll see you fellers later.
Yes, all along.
You know, Abner, right there is a good lesson for every citizen of this country.
Cedric, a good lesson? What do you mean?
I mean doing a thing right away.
Oh.
Every time the government makes a suggestion, we all ought to start following it right away, not wait till tomorrow or next week or till it's too late.
Yeah, well, I'm willing to start right away. What do you want me to start doing?
Well, the first thing you can do is nail this communique up somewhere where everybody that comes in the store will see it.
Yeah, I'll do that right now. I'll put it right there by the front door. That's a good
Wait, place. I believe I got a better idea, Abner.
Huh?
I'll get everybody on the party line and make a public announcement.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's the best thing to do. You can help me make the announcement.
Well, I don't think I know nothing to say, Lum.
You can say that the folks have got to share their cars to help beat the, what do they call them here, the axes.
Well, now, Lum, what's sharing your car got to do with beating the axes?
Well, it's got plenty to do with it.
Huh?
Let me read you an example they got wrote here in the communique. This is what would happen in a town if the folks allowed their cars to get wore out. Listen to this.
Yeah.
An example from Pontiac, Michigan.
Yeah, Elizabeth's got a relate in Saginaw, Michigan.
Yeah, this is a different place.
Yeah, they might be close to one another, same state and all.
Might be,
Might be.
Listen to this. Pontiac, Michigan has 26,000 people working in war industries.
Hmm.
The bus company has 30 buses.
Well, I do know.
These 30 buses take care of the downtown and school traffic and 4,000 of the war workers.
Ah.
The other 22,000 war workers are handled by private cars. Are you following me?
Yeah, yeah. 22,000 of them ride in a private car. It might be sort of crowded, but I reckon they know what they're doing. Yeah, I'm following.
Not in a private car, in private cars.
More than one, yeah.
Then he goes on to say, if all private cars were laid up, the bus companies estimate they would need at least 600 buses, or 200 times the number they now have.
Doggy, that'd be a heap of buses, you know, it's 600 of them.
Yeah, and then multiply that by the hundreds of other towns like Pontiac, and even you, Abner, can see that it wouldn't be possible to get up that big an increase in the bus service.
No, I can see that all right, yeah. Could never do it, no.
Well, of course they couldn't.
No.
No, sir, Abner, there just ain't no two ways about it. A feller's private automobile is just as much a part of the transportation system of this country right now as a bus or the train or anything else.
Or streetcars.
Yeah, streetcars, too.
Yeah.
That's why folks have just got to preserve the cars and share them with their neighbors. Otherwise, the workers can't get to their jobs, and it won't be long before we won't have no war work being done nowhere.
Yeah, doggies, we can't let that happen in our country. We won't have no country.
That's right. So ring up everybody on the party line, Abner. Let's make the announcement. Let's tell them that be neighborly and let one another take turnabout about using their cars.
Yeah.
Fellers live in the same block. One feller drive his car one day, and a feller next door to him drive his car the next day, and they all ride together.
Yeah, but now, Lum, what you've been saying here, that's just for folks in big towns, ain't it?
Well, it's for folks in every size town is. Biggins and little ones.
Yeah, but I mean, Pine Ridge ain't got no thousands of war workers and buses and all such as that.
Well, that don't make no difference, Abner.
Don't, huh?
Pine Ridge and all the towns like it are in this war just as much as the big towns.
Sure.
And we got just as big a job to do towards helping win it, too.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, we ain't got none of them big war factories like you was talking about.
Well, we have to. In the first place, Pine Ridge is helping furnish something awful important, and that's men for the Army.
Yeah, we're doing that.
There's two Macmillan boys, for instance.
Yeah.
Barton boy and Sister Simpson's nephew.
And Frank Forster enlisted just the other day.
Yeah, oh, there's a lot of them. All of our best young men do.
Oh, you fine boys, yes, sir.
And then the next thing we're doing is turning all the money we earn into all the war bonds and stamps we can buy.
Yeah. Folks around here is doing that, I'll say that for them. Little Pearl says that her class at school is way ahead of the others for buying stamps.
Yeah, good for her.
Oh, yeah, tickle.
Starting them out early.
Yeah.
And then there's all them projects around town for gathering up all the old paper and rags and rubber and scrap iron. And all that goes to the war factory somewhere or other.
Yeah. Well, I never thought about that being a regular job before.
Why, sure. And then all these fellers on the farms around here are raising crops and food.
Yeah.
And there's one of the most important businesses in the war right there. Takes an awful lot of food to feed all our boys that's doing the fighting and working in the factories and all.
Doggy, that's right, ain't it? That is important. I hadn't thought about that.
And as for actual war industry, you know what's going on over at Walt Bates' sawmill right now, don't you?
Well, all I know is he hired a batch of extra fellas to work for him. I don't see why, though, for the life of me, he don't do that much business.
Well, he is now.
Huh?
He's got some new machines over there, and he's making some special thing that goes into airplanes.
He is? What sort of things is it?
I don't know. Walt claims it's some kind of a military secret or something.
Oh.
He ain't talking much about it. But the point is this, all the fellas working over there is got to get to their jobs every day or that special part won't get made for the airplanes.
Of course not.
And that holds back the big factories.
Yeah.
And they can't turn out the airplanes. It's needed so bad for them young fellas doing the fighting in China and Australia and every place.
That dog is long. I never realized before just how important Pine Ridge was, you know.
Well, of course it is. Get to talking about it and boil it right down. Looks like Pine Ridge, the whole war is depending on us.
Oh, yeah. We got things to do here. There ain't no doubt about that.
Well, it's the same way in every little town.
Yeah. Everybody's got their job to do.
That's why every car owner, no matter where he lives, he's got to get together with his neighbors and figure out how to save their cars by riding with one another.
Yeah, got to do it. Yes, sir.
Be a big saving for car owners to do that, too.
Yeah, and it's sort of friendly and neighborly, you know. Pick up your neighbor in the morning, ride to work, you get to talking, get better acquainted. That's what I like about the idea.
Yeah, that's right, Abner. You know, it's a funny thing, but in good times, when folks ain't got many worries, they sort of forget about their neighbors, gets their self-centered and their selves and all.
Yeah.
Lots of times they don't get acquainted with them.
No.
Something like this comes along, a war, or any kind of a hardship, a flood, or anything like that, and then the good side of the folks comes out in the open, and they start helping one another.
Yep, do whatever time.
Well, wait a minute, what am I wasting all this time talking to you for? Let's get on the party line and tell everybody.
Yeah, that's what we ought to do. Tell everybody. Tell them the whole thing. That's the thing to do. Yes, sir. Let the whole community know if they've got a job of work to do here and get them started to doing it. Yes.
Yeah, I ought to go out a speech to give.
I believe that's our ring there, weren't it, Mom?
Yeah, I'll get it. Well, in the world, the phone got to ring just when we're getting ready to use. Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. Lum Edder's doing the talking. Huh? Oh, hello, Walt.
Who is it, Walt Bates?
What do you mean, trouble on account of me? Well, I ain't did nothing to hold up work at the mill. Who? Oh, well, yeah, I told him that, but he done what? Oh, well, he's got things all mixed up. I never meant for him to do that. Well, I'll see what I can do about it, Walt. Yeah, I'm awful sorry. All right, Walt. Goodbye.
What's the trouble with Walt, Long?
It's Cedric.
Huh?
Granny's Ord never told him taking workers with him in the car every time he went anyplace.
But what'd he do?
Well, he piled six of Walt's best workers in his car and drove off to the county seat with them to the picture show.